Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So sometimes good friends become neighbors. And that's what's happening. Christy Colville of the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. Turns out they're moving into our spot here at 10 Executive Drive. You're going to be upstairs with the insurance folks?
Yes, we are. We're looking forward to it. We're moving in a couple weeks.
So like you just had, like you had your spaces in Southington right now.
Yes, we moved actually. So we're in transition. So we're going to be fully in this space by the end of October.
And it's just you and Kristen? Or?
No, the whole team.
How big is the team?
We have 18 staff members.
Wow, it's that big an operation.
It is. And we will have spaces to do classes for caregivers. We'll have spaces for us. I mean, some of the team work remotely, but we're really looking forward to being in this space.
I guess I'm surprised that the organization is that big. Is it, besides fundraising and programming, and you obviously deal with the legislative side of things, what other things are done?
So we also have our full care and support team. So they do programs. We train volunteers to run support groups. We do education classes, both virtually and in person. Again, the fundraising, we have galas, we have walks, we have the event that's called Do What You Love, which formerly was The Longest Day, which is a fundraising event. So there's a number of us.
You know, we're talking with Christy Colville from the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. You mentioned the walks. It is walk season. We've had incredible weather.
We've been very lucky.
What do you got left?
We have three walks left coming up October 18th, 19th, and 26th. So that's alz.org/walk. The 18th, the walk is at Rockwell Park in Bristol. The 19th is at Rensselaer Field.
Oh, wow. Is that a big one?
That is one of our biggest walks. Yeah. And then October 26th is down at Sherwood Island State Park in Westport, which is a new site for us down in Fairfield County.
Wow. No notes, by the way. She knew that cold. Good work
Absolutely.
Out of you, Christy. Now, in terms of the walks, people... You know, sometimes I make the assumption, since we do this a lot with you, that people know exactly what do they entail? You know, like how long are they? How casual are they? Where can people find out info? Because the walks I find so accessible, because if you want to feel good about yourself, they're good. If you want to help a cause, whether by awareness or financially, they're good. So they're it's kind of like a win-win type thing. But tell me a little bit more about the details of them. Do they vary from site to site? And then where can people go again to get info?
So we really like to call them the largest in-person support group, right? So a lot of times people that come to walks, it's their first interaction with the Alzheimer's Association. So we have information booths, not only for our information, but we have a lot of vendors that come. There's food, there's fun, we have music. And the program that we have before the walk ceremony, which is called the Promise Garden Ceremony, everyone that comes, they take a flower. They get a colored flower based on why they're there. So if they have blue, they either are living with Alzheimer's disease or another dementia, yellow if they're a caregiver, orange if they support the cause, or purple if they've lost someone. And we have a really meaningful ceremony that happens before the walks. The walk roots vary, but we have a lot of family teams. We have a lot of businesses that come out and support and form teams. Right. They're really inspirational.
So the businesses, they're the ones, they probably do it as a fundraiser for within the business. And people pay to register, and that's a way that's also goes toward the cause?
Correct. You can register at alz.org/walk. You can register for free, and then what we'd like to see happen is that you have people join your team and that people make a donation to your team.
Yeah.
But there's no cost to register. It's an awareness event, but it is our largest fundraising event. So the monies raised go to care and support, like I mentioned, research and advocacy.
We're talking with Christy Koval from Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. You deal with policy.
I do.
And so you referred to it. And we had you on, I think, right around when it was coming through. But would you consider a big victory for you guys? And again, when you spend a lot of time at the Capitol, when you actually often your years are spent just massaging relationships and you don't necessarily can judge it on some sort of legislation, but you actually had something passed that's really important.
We really did. So we were able to successfully pass a bill last year that provided insurance coverage for biomarker testing. There's a number of other things in this bill. It was the aging omnibus bill, but the primary thing for us that we're really excited about is that insurance companies now have to cover biomarker testing for aid in diagnosing of Alzheimer's disease, but also diseases like cancer, Parkinson's disease. And this is really exciting because it will help people get that early and accurate diagnosis. We did this in partnership with the American Cancer Society and 57 other organizations.
Wow.
We ended up with almost 100 legislative co-sponsors for this bill. It passed unanimously in the House and Senate. And we're so grateful and so thankful, in this climate that this happened.
Just for the layperson, what is a biomarker test?
So a biomarker is it's a test that looks at either your blood, saliva, or other bodily fluid that can actually provide information around getting that very accurate diagnosis or to aid in treatment. So you want to make sure, for example, if you're looking at a cancer, that you're going to get the right type of chemotherapy based on your blood biomarker.
And you can and the tests are pretty accurate?
They are. And we're actually seeing now increased usage. There's now 19 states that provide coverage for public and private insurance for biomarker testing. So Connecticut joined those other states, and we're continuing to push for this in other states.
Mm. Christy Koval with Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. Just about a minute left here. For me, Alzheimer's, it touches just about every family as people live longer. So, there's everyone listening knows somebody who's dealing with it or knows a family. I'm in my 50s. What are some of the indicators besides just, sort of like not remembering things or what have you that people should think about if they're going to get checked?
So really what we like to say is check things out if things seem off, right? Because memory changes can happen, but memory changes that impact daily life are things that you want to get
checked. So just because you're a little forgetful doesn't mean you have Alzheimer's.
Or if you go into a parking garage and you can't find your car, that's also not Alzheimer's.
Right.
It's more significant changes in your brain or things that seem that you used to be able to do something and now you're really struggling, right? So again, you want to get checked because it could be something like a vitamin deficiency. It could be a medication interaction.
Right.
So particularly as we age, we want to make sure we're just paying attention to those things.
Welcome. Welcome to the 10 Executive Drive family.
We're really excited to be here. Thank you.
And Food Truck Tommy comes at 8 o'clock. Means in 6 seconds, I'm getting up. Christy Koval with the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. Great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.